This is Twit.
The DMCA is also 20. Let's get the exact date when it was enacted. October 28th, 1998. So it's next week that the DMCA turns 20 years old. And we have some actually kind of incredible DMCA news. We talk about these exemptions that the Copyright Office is petitioned for every 3 years. They expire, and then some of them get renewed and some of them don't. But you have to, you know, keep saying, okay, here's why we get to, you know, circumvent copy protection technology for these purposes, and we're not committing terrible acts under the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, and please don't let people come after us for it. This in a huge victory for folks who advocate the right to repair your own devices. The new rules that the Copyright Office is proposing will give people the ability to legally hack embedded software on their devices in order to repair or maintain them. So that's a pretty big one. There's a good piece at Motherboard by, where's the title? Jason Kobler, that goes into greater detail about the new exemptions coming out from the Copyright Office. Are you surprised about this, Stefan?
I'll confess it's not something I follow very closely. So, it's, you know, the fact that I'm not surprised is probably not a good indication that it's surprising
that it's
or not.
Not a big deal.
The only reason that I'm sort of surprised is I understand that the DMCA is one of those loathed statutes by hackers and their ilk. And anything that sounds like a good development is unexpected. So it's surprising in that sense. It's not unsurprising in the sense of like this is such an intuitive right that to not have the right would be just bizarre and draconian. So I realize I'm sort of way overthinking your question and larding it up with too much preamble, but I guess I'm surprised, but I feel like I shouldn't be surprised because this is so intuitive. So I guess yay.
Yes, definitely yay. Matt, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm not sure that it gets everyone all the way where they want to go, though, because you can still have contract rights that stipulate that you can't do these sort of things. So I think that, like, you know, the sort of example that's been most sympathetic within the public is John Deere's enforcement of its copyright on tractors. John Deere has, like, an exceptional program of maintaining its equipment, and many people will pay a premium for John Deere equipment, especially in more industrial agriculture, to use their products because they will maintain them. Well, if your hack is going to stop them from maintaining that or avoid that contract, then that's something you're not going to do anyway. So it's good in terms of, like, you know, someone who's trying to pick through a product to determine, you know, its usability or something like that. But I don't know if this is going to affect, you know, 95% of the situations where, people I think that were advocating for this wanted it to affect.